The Laws of Cricket 2017 Code, 2nd Edition, 2019, Copyright Marylebone Cricket Club Law 25 Batsman's Innings, Runner's Eligibility to Act as a Batsman or Runner. Only a nominated player may bat or act as a runner and, subject to 25.3 and 25.5.2, may do so even though a substitute fielder has previously acted for him/her. Commencement of a batsman's innings. The innings of the first two batsmen, and that of any new batsman on the resumption of play after a call of time, shall commence at the call of play. At any other time, a batsman's innings shall be considered to have commenced when that batsman first steps onto the field of play. Restriction on batsman commencing an innings. If a member of the batting side has unserved penalty time, see Law 24.2.7, fielder absent or leaving the field of play, that player shall not be permitted to bat or act as a runner until that penalty time has been served. However, even if the unserved penalty time has not expired, that player may bat after his/her side has lost 5 wickets. A member of the batting side's penalty time is served during playing time, subject to the conditions in 25.3.2.1 and 25.3.2.2. The period of time while serving a suspension for a Level 3 offense under Law 42.4, Level 3 offenses and action by umpires, does not count as penalty time served. In the event of an unscheduled stoppage, the stoppage time after the batsman notifies an umpire in person that he/she is able to participate shall count as penalty time served. If any unserved penalty time remains at the end of a team's innings, it shall be carried forward to the next and subsequent innings of the match if appropriate. Batsman retiring. A batsman may retire at any time during his/her innings when the ball is dead. The umpires, before allowing play to proceed, shall be informed of the reason for a batsman retiring. If a batsman retires because of illness, injury, or any other unavoidable cause, that batsman is entitled to resume his/her innings. If for any reason this does not happen, that batsman is to be recorded as retired, not out. If a batsman retires for any reason other than as in 25.4.2, the innings of that batsman may be resumed only with the consent of the opposing captain. If for any reason his/her innings is not resumed, that batsman is to be recorded as retired, out. If after retiring a batsman resumes his/her innings, subject to the requirements of 25.4.2 and 25.4.3, it shall be only at the fall of a wicket or the retirement of another batsman. Runners. The umpires shall allow a runner for a batsman if they are satisfied that the batsman has sustained an injury that affects his/her ability to run and that this occurred during the match. In all other circumstances, a runner is not allowed. A runner shall be a member of the batting side. If possible, have already batted in that innings. When this is not possible, if circumstances change such that a dismissed batsman can act as runner, then the runner must be changed immediately. Be changed only with the consent of the umpires. Wear external protective equipment equivalent to that worn by the batsman for whom he/she runs and shall carry a bat. Not have any unserved penalty time as described in Law 24.2.7, fielder absent or leaving the field of play. A batsman's runner is subject to the laws and will be regarded as a batsman except where there are special provisions for his/her role as a runner. See Law 30.2, which is a batsman's ground. Dismissal and conduct of a batsman and his/her runner. A batsman who has a runner will suffer the penalty for any infringement of the laws by the runner as if he/she, the batsman, had been responsible for the infringement. In particular, he/she will be out if the runner is out under either of Laws 37, obstructing the field, or 38, run out. When a batsman who has a runner is the striker, he/she remains subject to the laws and will be liable to the penalties that any infringement of them demands. In the case of run out and stumped, however, special provisions, set out in 25.6.3, 25.6.4, and 25.6.5, apply to him/her as a striker who has a runner. When a batsman who has a runner is the striker, his/her ground is always at the wicketkeeper's end. If the striker who has a runner is in his/her ground, and the runner is out of his/her ground at the wicketkeeper's end when the wicket is fairly put down at that end, the conditions of Law 38, run out, shall apply. If the striker who has a runner is out of his/her ground and the wicket at the wicketkeeper's end is fairly put down, the striker is liable to be out under Laws 38, run out, or 39, stumped. If the runner is also out of his/her ground at the wicketkeeper's end, then only Law 38, run out, can apply. If a striker who has a runner is dismissed as in 25.6.5, the umpire shall disallow all runs to the batting side, return any not out batsman to his/her original and award any 5-run penalty that is applicable. When a batsman who has a runner is not the striker, he/she remains subject to Law 37, obstructing the field, but is otherwise out of the match. Shall stand where directed by the striker's end umpire so as not to interfere with play. Will be liable, even though out of the match as in 25.6.7.1, to any penalty demanded by the laws should he/she commit any act of unfair play. Restriction on the striker's runner: once the ball comes into play, the runner for an injured batsman who is the striker shall have part of his/her person or bat grounded behind the popping crease until the ball reaches the striker or passes the popping crease, whichever is the sooner. If the striker's end umpire considers the runner for an injured striker to be in breach of this restriction, then, if the ball does not become dead for any other reason, he/she shall call and signal dead ball as soon as the ball reaches the boundary or at the completion of the first run. However, he/she shall delay the call of dead ball to allow the opportunity for a catch to be completed. The bowler's end umpire shall disallow all runs to the batting side, return any not out batsman to his/her original and award any 5-run penalty that is applicable except for penalty runs under Law 28.3, protective helmets belonging to the fielding side.